Welcome to the program. Our top story today, Seattle's head tax fight pitted the city council against Amazon and other big businesses and the Seattleites who agreed with them, and the city council backed down and voted for repeal.
Herbold, vote for aye. Johnson, vote for aye. Juarez, vote for aye. Mosqueda, vote for nay. O'Brien, vote for aye. Sawant, vote for nay. Begshaw, vote for aye. Gonzalez, vote for aye. President Harrell, vote for aye. 7 in favor, 2 opposed.
Now, there is a comparable situation unfolding down in Mountain View, California, the Bay Area home of Google. Here to tell us whether the so-called Google tax is more likely to survive is Jeremy Owens, San Francisco bureau chief and tech editor for MarketWatch. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
How would the so-called Google tax work? How would you compare that to the head tax in Seattle?
Well, it'll be a similar head tax where any company over 50 employees in Mountain View would have to pay about $150 per employee per year. The difference here being that it would have to be approved by voters instead of just the city council. I don't know if Seattle is the same way.
Right. That's a difference. And we'll talk about that. I mentioned the so-called Google tax. Some people called it the Amazon tax up here. And some people would say, well, it's a lot of businesses besides Amazon. So how big a share of the tax paying bunch of businesses is Google?
Google would be about half. Approved measure, or it's not quite approved yet, they have one more vote on it, would raise about $6 million a year, they say, and about half of that would come from Google.
And the money would build affordable housing?
Yeah, well, that's the ballot measure they have out, you know, outlines affordable housing as well as transit infrastructure as goals, but it doesn't specifically say it has to go to that.
Are Google and other Mountain View businesses opposing the tax as happened in Seattle?
Google has not actually made a statement yet as of the meeting that they gave initial approval for the ballot measure last week. I would expect that they're behind the scenes saying some things, but they have not come out and made an official statement about it yet.
So they're not calling it, you're not hearing job killer in Mountain View about the tax?
I mean, there are what they sent out was the Silicon Valley Council, Bay Area Council. There are some groups, some business groups similar to what we would see with a Chamber of Commerce that came out and spoke against it at the meeting. But there was no actual Google presence.
So Google's not threatening to move or build a second headquarters like Amazon's doing?
Not yet. We'll see if this actually makes it on the ballot, exactly how they approach it and what they do.
How is Google generally viewed by the people of Mountain View?
Pretty well. It just depends what they're talking about, right? Google gives some money to help a free transit service go around Mountain View. They've been a pretty decent corporate partner for the city, but it's more about the fact that roads are more congested. It's harder to get a place. People who had an apartment are getting forced out. It's more those types of things that are laid on Google and other companies that are moving into the area than actually what Google does itself as a company.
And do Mountain View voters tend to blame Google for traffic, gentrification, home prices, homelessness?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, in polls, they are seeing that they want to see more given from Google and other companies to the city itself to help ameliorate the issues from it. Now, you know, Mountain View is not a huge city in terms of population, so, you know, it's hard to say exactly what those people in Mountain View believe. It is, of course, split, amongst several different lines.
So with all that in mind, how did the Seattle head tax reversal, our city council repeal, how did that play in Mountain View?
Well, it'd be tough to say, you know, it happened after the meeting where this was approved, but I think it does put a really big light on the next meeting where they actually have to do final approval for this ballot measure. And the question I would ask is what's going on behind the scenes and what kind of pressure is being put on in any way to say, look what happened in Seattle, you know, that could happen here, we could go after you, we could make this a real fight.
Yes. Do you think the council will pass this tax and put it on the ballot when it votes in a couple of weeks?
Based on the meeting last week, I would say yes. But who knows what's going to happen between next week, or I believe it's 2 weeks, when they have to vote again.
And then what do you have any prediction on what Mountain View voters will say when they get to weigh in on the tax? What's it look like?
Polls definitely say that it would pass, and I can't see how people who are frustrated with traffic and with housing would not vote for a tax that does not really affect them, that affects the business itself, instead of passing yet another property tax increase or sales tax increase, as Bay Area cities continue to do to help out with the infrastructure needs that we have.
Well, you know, Jeremy, I think a lot of Seattleites felt that way. There was a poll some time ago showing support for the head tax here, but I saw a much more recent poll where that had flipped, and there's always the chance that, for example, Google and other businesses, as you say, they're working behind the scenes. What are the odds they put in a competing ballot initiative?
I mean, there's definitely a good chance of that. That happens a lot in the Bay Area. We just saw that in San Francisco with two competing ballot initiatives basically trying to do the same thing, and one was less and that kind of thing. It would not surprise me at all, and not just in Mountain View, but other cities that are considering this.
Well, we'll wait to see whether the so-called Google tax is more likely to last than the one on Amazon and Starbucks and Wajamaya and many other Seattle businesses here. We've been talking with Jeremy Owens, San Francisco Bureau Chief and Tech Editor at MarketWatch. Jeremy, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.